This is the shiur for the first day of Pesach Haftarah. And I know it's a little bit late. You can imagine what Erev Pesach is like. And if you're still listening, I guess you don't mind. So here is the shiur. And like we said 2 weeks ago, this was a continuation, sort of the shiur from that Shabbos, but it's also independent, so you can either listen to the shiur, which was entitled Where is Your Sword? Together with Where is Your Ice Pack? Which is this shiur, or just listen to Where is Your Ice Pack on its own. So in the Haftarah of the first day of Pesach, we're told how Bnei Yisrael crossed over into Eretz Yisrael, and they did Bris Milah, and they brought Karim Pesach, and then the Navi says that on the second day of Pesach, they began to eat from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, because all the Chadash had become, all the Yashan had become Chadash, all the way around, right? The Chadash became Yashan, and they were now allowed to eat, from the produce of Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk speaks about how for the first time ever, they were eating from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, and for many of them, this is the first time in their lives that they're eating anything that grows out of the ground, because they were used to eating man. And the Pasuk says, they began to eat on the second day of Pesach matzos and other roasted grains. And on that second day of Pesach, the man stopped when they were eating from the produce of the land. No more man. And that year, they now ate the produce, the tvua, the grain of Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you read the pasuk, you might assume the reason why the man stopped is because they're eating the produce. You don't need the man anymore. But Rashi says the exact opposite from Chazal. Says Rashi, because there was no more man falling, therefore they ate the local tvua. Says Rashi, if they would have had man, they wouldn't have eaten the produce. Because the man was so much more pleasant and easier and convenient. All the beautiful midrashim about the man, such a wonderful food. Mashal, says Rashi, you say to a child, why are you eating barley bread? You say to a kid, why are you eating a whole wheat bagel? Why are you eating a spelt bagel? And he says, because I don't have the better quality wheat bread. So Rashi, that's the pshat of l'hayoyz. They didn't have it anymore, so now they were stuck. They ate the tvuas aretz. Okay, so the man stopped. They had no choice, and they had to eat the local produce. But if they would have had a choice, they would have, of course, preferred the man. Fekrav Chaim Shmulevitz, how come in Parshas Baal Yischa, Bnei Yisrael are complaining so strongly about the man, and they call it lechem hakleikel, they might be shame on the man, they say it's lechem hakleikel, and Rashi says that they had a whole bunch of complaints, including we have man in the morning, man at night, man in the morning, man at night, man, can't we have a change? And now, they have a real opportunity for a change, they have tvua, and no, says Rashi, in Yeshua, in the Haftarah, they would rather have the man. What's the answer? So, of course, what comes to mind as an answer is that, you know, as long as you have something good over and over again, you don't appreciate it. When you lose something, chas v'shalom, so many times in life, Hashem Yishmar, we lose something, that's when we appreciate it. And, of course, that's a shmooze into itself. Chaim Shmulevitz has a little bit of another knetch, which he wants to bring out. That the most amazing spiritual moments in the world, the most positive experiences, slowly, slowly wear away and lose their freshness. And if we don't retain it, even the most elevated moment in the Yid's life will slowly, slowly dissipate and disappear. So it's so important to retain those moments. And Klai Yisrael, yes, once they didn't have the man, then they missed the man. But when they had the man, it's as spiritual and as special as it was. And Chazal say, it's Alechem Shamalachi Yasharis Oichlim. Torah had to be given to a generation that ate man. It was a spiritual food. Maral speaks about how the man basically made them that they only want to be Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even that special, special spiritual food, if you don't have his chachos, it could slowly wear off. And it's an amazing raya Chaim Shalevitz brings from a Medrash, beginning of Dvarim, Medrash Rabbah, Dvarim, Perek Aleph, Parsha Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph, Medrash, asks a question. Amr Rabbi Loi B'Shem Rabbi Yisi Ben Zimra, B'Pnei Ma Lo Yigil HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avram Avinu Shiitin Levanu V'Saman. So the Medrash holds that Hashem told Avram, foretold Avram, everything which is going to happen to his children. Golis, Geula, the Be'er, Kriyas Yam. So he was told about everything that's going to happen. The Makis, except one thing, he was not told about the Mun. Avram Avinu did not know about the Mun. Says the Medrash, why? Two Tavusim. Second Tarech, Davar Acher, She'ilu Gila Oisei Lehen, if he would have told it to Avram, and Avram Avinu would have, of course, told it to his children, he would have had to pass it on. Hayu Yisrael, even the Jewish people would have said, we already ate it back by Paroi. The Mun would have fallen the first time in world history. And the Jewish people would see it and say, yeah, we ate it already. We know it. We've been there, done it. Teda Lecha, says the Medrash, is very, very strange, right? Teda Lecha, the Medrash will prove it. Tevin lo hayu nais on them, while Yisrael, Ayim v'zachar was a dog of a goymer. Says the Medrash, Bnei Yisrael were not even given Tevin to build bricks. They have to find their own Tevin to build the bricks. So what's this business that they say later on in Parshas Valeischa? They say, oh, remember the fish that we were served in Mitzrayim when we were slaves? They were never served fish. They were maybe given some terrible spelt matzah. Whole wheat or oat matzah. I don't know, they were given some nasty stuff. They weren't given fish, says the Medrash. Medrash holds it's not true, they never ate fish. But what? They were familiar with fish, they saw it in Mitzrayim. So they imagined in their heads that they had it before, says the Medrash. If they would have been told, tradition would have been passed on about the Mun, then when the Mun would have fallen, they would have said, ah, we know the Mun. Yeah, we've eaten and been there, done it, even though they never did. In order to make it so exciting and so special, it had to be a secret, even from Avraham Avinu, and only mamish pop open their eyes the first time they would see it, when it would fall down. Brings a ride to this from the Rashbam. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu right away about how the Mun's going to work, when it's going to fall. Friday's going to fall double, Shabbos is not going to fall. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not tell Bnei Yisrael about the Shabbos part of the Mun until they approached him on Friday morning and they said, hey, how come it fell double today? Is it running out? Is it the last time? And they were very nervous. What's this double falling? Like, why is it falling enough for tomorrow? Is it over? So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them in Parshas B'Shalach, Hu Asher Dibur Hashem. This is what Hashem told me. That on Friday it's going to fall double. And Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu got punished on the pasuk. You take a look in the pasuk. Hashem was upset at Moshe Rabbeinu for withholding this Shabbos information and only revealing it at the last moment. Let's be done, Moshe Lekav Schus. What was his cheshbon? The Rashbam says that Moshe felt if he tells them about it at the beginning of the week, then when it would fall on Friday, they wouldn't be despoiled from it falling double on Friday. So even the Mun, as special as it was, and the first time it's ever falling, there's a danger of it becoming mundane and boring. So much that Bnei Yisrael complained about it. And Balais, even of course, like you learn in the Haftarah, there's nothing better than the Mun. There's nothing that anybody would want instead of the Mun. So we have this terrible danger of something becoming normal, getting used to something, even the most amazing level in Yiddishkeit. If you don't retain it, Chas V'Shalom, you could totally, totally lose its Frischkeit and its newness. Well, Rabbi Chmiel Kram suggests the following thing. He adds to this, and this is in a Misavav L'Shulchan. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu says about the Mun at the end, tells Aaron, Moshe tells Aaron, Moshe Hashem, take the Mun and preserve it in an Eitz Tzinnes, some type of flask, and we'll speak about the flask in a moment. Take this flask and preserve it and keep it in the Beis HaMikdash. It was kept in the Mishkan in the Beis HaMikdash, next to the Aron HaKodesh, or maybe inside Machlokes. It was kept with the Aron HaKodesh. And Rashi tells us in Chumash, in Parshas B'Shalach, that hundreds of years later, I make a cheshbon, it's about 400 years later in the time, 800 years later, I think, 800 years later, in the time of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, when Bnei Yisrael were having a very low amuna point, and they're like, well, we got to get more jobs, we can't learn as much Torah, because we have to bring more and more parnasa home. And they forgot that the more they're Isaac and Tyra, the more Hashem will take care of their parnasa, which is again, once again, a topic on its own. Famous Ramat and the Shemitah B'Yovel. So he brought out, Yirmiyahu HaNavi brought out the Mun and showed them this Mun to say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to take care of those that keep his Torah. But Rav Zalman Sarasin asks, in Hazanayim L'Torah, why did this man have to be preserved right at the beginning when the man began to fall? Why couldn't it be preserved before Moshe Rabbeinu passed away? The end of the 40 years of having the man, right before the end, have the man and keep it going for another 800 years, whatever it was. Why does it have to be preserved right away? So Rabbi Chmiel Karam says, based on what we said, Zecharin Levracha, he says, the reason why the man had to be preserved right away at the beginning, because they weren't just preserving the man to last forever. They were preserving, listen to this, the freshness of the man, the excitement of the man. That first moment of man was being preserved forever. To remember the ischachos of seeing the Yad Hashem, the Bitochen Hashem, that's what was being preserved. What actually is instant sentence? So let me share this with you. Some Rishonim, Abarbanel, and other Mefarshim learn that a tzinsenes, which is where the man was put into, is a glass. It's a flask made out of glass. Clear glass. And that would explain that Yirmiyahu could show it to them, and anybody throughout history needed, they could go along and see the inside of the man without having to open it up. But Rashi says, in Chumash, in Bishalach, at the end, Rashi says, B'shem Mechilta, actually, the Targum doesn't say the whole thing, Mechilta, that the tzinsenes is made out of cheres, out of pottery. Now, why would it be made out of pottery? So, this is a very nice little var, I'll just tell you quickly in parentheses. I found amazing the Panim Yafis says that Oichlin, you cannot be toivel in a mikvah if food gets tame. Now, anything else in the Mishkan become tame wasn't a big deal. You could always toivel it, or you could just throw it out and replace it. But the mon, which is a food, you wanted to preserve it and not let it become tame. The only way that could happen was to seal it in the kli cheres. Amazing vart from the Panim Yafis. But most Mefarshim say, in Farshi Rashi explain, what's his kli cheres? Why kli cheres? Why pottery? We find in Yirmiyah that when Zavtair, I think of Parshas Behar, when there's a deal made and a document of a purchase that Yirmiyah Navi made of a home in Yerushalayim, which Hashem said, you'll see that this purchase is going to be valid and put the deed, the contract into a kli cheres. The man yamid yamim rabbis. You see, a kli cheres holds something for many days. It's cool, and it protects it. And actually, the reason why it's in Senes is called a tzinsenes, if it's kli cheres, comes the word tzino, which means cold. Right? Tzino mupachim. Tzino is cold, coolness. So, tzinsenes means it's a vessel which preserves. We know the mun actually was something which could easily melt. It easily melted. V'cham Hashem Hashanomas. So you need something, apidar chateva, that would go along and preserve it. Of course, it's a nace that lasted for so long. But the point of the kli cheres, like we're explaining, was some type of ice pack, cold pack, which would preserve not just the man to last for hundreds of years, but to preserve the concept, the idea, the freshness, that excitement, that initial excitement of seeing the Yad Hashem and seeing how much bitachin and the lechtech acharei b'midbar, how much it pays off to keep that going forever. That's the point of its incentives. So if 2 weeks ago in the Haftarah Shir, we spoke about, and I encourage you to go to learn it, or to listen to one of the Shir, or whatever you want. We spoke about the sword of Palti ben Laish, which Rav Chaim Shalevitz explained was a sword which was to preserve that moment of Hisoirus that Palti ben Laish and Michal Bas Shaul had. So we're continuing that idea that when there's a Hisoirus, to go along and preserve it, whether it's preserving it through a sword, preserving it, we mentioned 2 weeks ago a story, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zechasag Gerach, with a little plastic bag with a hole in it, or preserving it now with an ice pack. But preserve that moment. Like we mentioned already, the Ramban says, in Shir HaShirim, which we read also yesterday, Im te'iru v'im te'iru sa'ava acha techpats. Unlike Rashi, the Ramban is very famous, he says, you have a te'iru, you have a te'iru, you have a se'irus, acha techpats, put it into something, make something physical out of it, something tangible, make something real out of it. Don't just let it be inspiration. Inspiration on its own is not worth very much. You can cry, you can feel spiritual for a couple of moments, but do something, daven meir with it, say a parak tehillim, go do some chesed, go learn, do something with this iris that you have, put it into a chefetz. I saw amazing in the Be'er Yosef from Rabbi Yosef Salant. He says from Yishalayim, the famous Maggid from Yishalayim. He says, "Oilas Tamid Ha Asuya Bahar Sinai." So the Gemara has a whole discussion in Shavuos, Machlokes, what exactly Har Sinai is referring to, what was done in Har Sinai. But Pashup Shat, says the Be'er Yosef, the Oilas Tamid is a carbon which is done day after day, twice a day. It might become boring. So the Torah says, Oilas Tamid Ha Asuya Bahar Sinai. Remember the first time you did it. Retain that freshness. It should always be done with that same initial Yishmak that you did the first time you ever had this carbon tamid. Now, 2 weeks ago in the shir, we mentioned that there's a halacha in the Beis HaMikdash, the Haftira said, that the shahr, the gate that you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, is not the gate that you walk out of. The same gate you walk in, you have to walk out of another gate. That's the halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, the same halacha might apply to every shul. There are pais, including the Mishnah Berurah, based on Rishayim, that hold that when you walk into shul, if you have an option, walk out of shul another entrance to keep its freshness, and it should not become boring. I'm not making this up. It's halacha Shulchan Aruch. Again, the girsa of the Mechaber is not like that. The Mishnah Berurah passes like those Rishayim. Ayin Sham. Then we asked 2 weeks ago that the Haftarah tells us that the Nasi, the prince of the Jewish people, the prince of the Shevet, or the king, is allowed to walk in and out the same shahr. Why? We didn't answer, and we said we're going to answer in 2 weeks. So, Rish Hashem, now we'd like to answer. Why is a Nasi allowed to walk in and out the same shahr? So, here's the Tarts. Rish Hashem. Why is a Nasi allowed to walk in and out the same shahr? So, there's a very famous Vart. I was not able to trace where it comes from. I've heard it many, many times. Rashi says on the Pasuk by the Menorah, when it says Vayas Kein Aharon, everybody asks, of course Aaron lit the menorah, why shouldn't we light the menorah? So Rashi says Vayas Kein Aharon, very famous Rashi, Milami, that teaches us Shalai Shina, that Aaron did not change in what he was told to do. And everybody asks, of course not, why would you think Aaron would change? So one of the toots that they say is as follows, Milami Shalai Shina, Aaron HaKoyin did not change the 20th 21st, 22nd, 23rd time from the first time when he ever lit the menorah. Of course, the first time he lit the menorah. Of course, the first time he put on tefillin, it was exciting. Of course, the first time he went to the kaisel, he was all inspired. But when he went the 20th time to the kaisel, when he put on tefillin the 351st time, when he lit his menorah the 1,000th time, it was still with a geshmak over and over again. It never, ever wore off by him. Vayas Kein Aharon, every time, Elamich Leishina, there was no change in his behavior. And that answers the Nasi. The Nasi is a special Dehaibin Yid. He lives like this all the time. He's allowed to go in and out the same gate, because the Gadol B'Yisrael has that freshness, that he retains that newness. There's no problem for him. He doesn't need to go out a different gate. I saw Rabbi Elch Biederman brings in his Miris for Shabbos. He brings on the words Hashemir Shabbos Habeinim Abbas Gelkal Yeratu Kemincha Al Machvas. Why Dafke Mincha Al Machvas? He brings a Svas Emes who tells us, we know the halacha is that every single day a Kohen Gadol brought something called a Minchas Chavitim, twice, half in the morning, half at night. Every day Kohen Gadol brings a carbon called Minchas Chavitim. This Minchas Chavitim was brought Al Machvas, was brought in a frying pan. Okay, this exact same carbon, the way it's brought, Torah tells us in Parshas Sav, the Kohen Hedyot brings it the first time ever he becomes a Kohen Hedyot. His first time ever serving, he brings it. It's not called a Minchas Chavitin then, it's known as a Minchas Chinuch, but it's the exact same carbon. Which means, Kohen Hedyot brings his carbon once in his lifetime, and the first time, the Kohen Gadol brings it every day. It says it's Svas MSY, because the Kohen Gadol, every single time, by him, it's like the first day. He's able to go along and have Yishiyu Divritar Mechudashim Alecha Hayoim every single day. He feels that freshness. And that's what we ask Hashem, help us keep Shabbos, Habeinim Abbas, should be like Mincha Machvas, should be with the freshness. Shabbos should be with the Geshmak every single time. Because that's what a Nasi, that's what he's able to do. There is a amazing Medrash Rabbah, beginning of Parshas Achri Mois. Next Shabbos is Parsha. Torah says that Al Yavi Bechol Eisel HaKadosh. Tell Aaron he can't just come whenever he wants into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He can't cock into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants. But Zeis Yavi Aaron has a whole discussion of the Kerbanis that he brings on Yom HaKippurim. Special Kerbanis that a Kohen brings on Yom Kippur. He can't just come in whenever he wants. So, the Medrash Rabbah says, amazing Kiddush, that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants, as long as he brings those Kerbanis. B'zayis Yavi Aaron means he can come in anytime he wants, but he should always bring in those Kerbanis. So if on a Tuesday, in the middle of Teves, he decides he wants to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, he brings the Kerbanis of Yom Kippurim, and he's allowed to go in. Ayin Sham Medrash Rabbah. Now this very famous Vilna Gaon who has a Kiddush, he says with Feirish, that this only applies to Aaron HaKohen himself. It wasn't Halacha L'Dairus. B'zois Yavi Aaron, only Aaron, is allowed to do this. Other Kehanim not. And the Mefarshim, there's a big list of it in the Sefer, B'Tamud HaBiyadai, a whole list of Mefarshim, who have different Pilpulim to explain this Vilna Gaon. It's not even Mashma like that in the Medrash. The Vilna Gaon says, only Aaron, why only Aaron? So Reb Aaron Kotler, you know why only Aaron? Because Aaron HaKohen lived a whole year as if it was Yom Kippur. So this really only allowed to go on Yom Kippur. But Aaron, Agantz Yar was Yom Kippur. You know that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is famous. He said a Yid has to live his whole life as if it's Elul. So they said to him, he said to Rabbi Yisrael, so what happens in Elul itself? He said, Elul is Elul. Famous line from Rabbi Yisrael. Al Kapanim, Aaron didn't just live his whole life like it was Elul. He lived every day of his life like it's Yom Kippur. A God will be Yisrael, like Aaron, can walk in and out the same shahr, because he has the hischachos. Even though Rashi says, beginning of Achri Mois, when the Pasuk says you can't come in anytime you want, Rashi says, because we do the Lashon of Rashi, Gilu Shchinas Yisham, Yizoher, Shalai Yari Yalavai. Don't get used to coming. You're not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim being used to it, been there, done that. Yeah, I had the money before. You're not allowed to go in like that. It's dangerous to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim feeling, I know this place. It's usher to have familiarity when you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Aaron, says Rabbi Aaron Kotler, never had that problem. It was always his chachos for him. And that's why the Goyen learns the Medrash means to say, as long as he brings those karbanis, he's allowed to go in whatever he wants. A special halacha for him. I'll finish. Like to answer, Amir Tashem, maybe Mimchadish, Alo Bavachidish, famous kasha, everybody asked on the Kriya which we had on the first day of Pesach. When Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Bnei Yisrael halachas of the Korah in Pesach, and then Torah says that Bnei Yisrael went, they listened to Moshe Rabbeinu, let's read to inside. Vayelchu vayasu Bnei Yisrael, kesher siv Hashem es Moshe v'arin, Bnei Yisrael went, and they did all the halachas of the Korah in Pesach. Kain asu. Rashi says, what does it mean, kain asu? Says Rashi, Ma'u Kain Asu, says Rashi, it means even Moshe and Aaron also went and did all the halachas of Korah and Pesach. And everybody asks, what's the chiddush? Why would you think Moshe and Aaron wouldn't? So I'd like to suggest the following. There's a pasuk, the end of Hal, everybody knows, Kel Hashem Vayor Elanu, Istru Chag Ba'avoisim Ekarnas Namazbeach. So everybody always says, over, what does Istru Chag mean? Tie the Chag to yourself, keep the Yontif, and the next day after Yontif, be called Istru Chag. You know, keep inspired from the Yontif. Very nice. If you look in the Mefarshim on Tehillim, on Kuf Kirches, on this Pasuk, they all explain, all the Mefarshim Tehillim explain, that Chag is referring to the carbon which you bring Yom Tov time. It's called the Chag, it's the name of the carbon. Isru Chag. Tie the Chag, but avoid them with thick ropes. Tie it. Doesn't have to be to your bed, but tie it. Every Yom Tov, when you bring a carbon, tie the carbon to something, keep an eye on it. And check it doesn't get a mum. And check it over and over again. Mima vakar that shouldn't have a mum. Which is halacha by a carbon. So istru chag, by avaisim, tie the chag, the carbon, with thick ropes. Until when? Karnas HaMizbech. Until it's time to bring it to the Karnas HaMizbech. So the pasha pshat, the real pshat in the pasuk pshat, is referring to tying the carbon. And the velt, the oilam, uses inspiration for taking the yanta with you. Well, if we put this all together, we explain that Moshe and Aaron were such big tzaddikim, they were definitely, people didn't need to have this inspiration for all year. They didn't need to go along and have this chachos of tying it in order to keep the freshness going. They were people that lived their lives. Every moment was like a new day of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was like the first day they were born. Every day was Moed Adil Funecha, Rabu Nesecha. Every single day was a new Ischachos. They didn't need that. So you might have thought, I'm suggesting, you might have thought that Moshe and Aaron told Bnei Israel to take the sheep and tie it to their beds. Moshe and Aaron didn't have to do that. In a remez, in a Jewish way, they didn't have to do that. They didn't need that Ischachos. They didn't need to tie it and make a chayfetz for an excitement, because they wouldn't have that problem. Says the Torah, they also went and did it. Cain also, they also kept that halacha. Of course, they kept that halacha. But you might have thought that they're potter, because a goal of a yid and a tzaddikim are successfulness is to always have a freshness, to keep it going, to preserve those special moments by putting into a chayfetz, putting into some type of ice pack or sword or plastic bag or all the other examples we gave the other week, what we said this week. The Rebbeinu Shem should help us. We should take every single moment of inspiration that we have, Pesach. Don't wait for it to be over and remember about it. That's not going to work. It'll be history. It'll make nice photographs to look at. Take a photograph maybe of some special moment and keep it in your pocket, okay? Do something special. Keep it going. When you have an inspiration, go along right away. Whenever you're inspired, go along and do some learning. Do some Avodas Hashem. Do some chesed with it. And then Emir Tashem will be zoicha to kel Hashem, vayar lanu, isruchag b'avoysim, ad karnes ha-mizbeach.